Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm joined by Michael Blasco. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you to be here.
It's good to see you again. We've met before at a previous festival, but it's great to see you again because you are presenting a new film here called Victim. A very powerful and moving film, especially given the times that we're living in. I guess it picks up more importance. But just for the benefit of the listeners, I suppose, who are not familiar with it, would you mind just telling us a few, just giving us an introduction of the story?
The film is about two Ukrainians, mother and the son, living in a small Czech city. One night, the boy is hurt. He's really damaged. And he was obviously attacked, and he tells the police that he was attacked by Romas. Mm. And because the mother thinks that the police and the society isn't doing all they can to help her son, she goes full media, she goes public, and it actually gets out of her hands. And suddenly she starts to discover that the situation when her boy was hurt isn't like he said exactly. So she's discovering the truth.
There's so much to talk about when it comes to this film, but I was just telling you before the interview, we have met before. On that occasion, you were presenting Atlantis 2003, which kind of also deals with similar topics. So I am wondering what your personal interest in this kind of conflict in this type of setting, because we're talking about a city, like you said, that's kind of on the border between the two countries. So what is it as a filmmaker or even as a person that you find interesting about this setting?
For example, the common sign, which is that both main characters were foreigners in the film, was a coincidence, is a coincidence, because in Victim, in the first drafts or the first idea of the film, the main characters, the mother and the son, they were Czech, actually. They weren't Ukrainians. But it was actually in 2018 or 19 when there was a poll where Czech television asked people which minority living in Czech Republic they hate the most.
Wow. And that's the best, you know, that's some poll.
Yeah. and they discovered that it was Ukrainians. And the reason was that Ukrainians, that they take profession, that they take jobs from Czechs, but in reality it was that Ukrainians were working in industries and professions that most of the Czechs didn't want to work, you know. And so this kind of made us change their nationality to Ukrainian. So now there is this bizarre conflict between Ukrainian minority and Roma minority. And then you have the Czech majority, and they need to be the judge who is right.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, and another aspect of it, I guess, that I really found really interesting in this film is when the story all of a sudden goes public. And it kind of picks up a different meaning. From there on, it seems like the situation escalates. So what do you think is the impact that going public in this way and the media can have? Do you think that there's a danger involved when the media gets involved?
We try to work with common signs that many situations like this, when they happened all around the world, we knew about the case which happened in Paris, for example. There was a case which happened in Slovakia, and they had very similar like signs when it went public. So suddenly there were some politicians that were involved. Suddenly there were some demonstrations, because then you can show in the media that there are like more people that agree with you. Mm. And so we try to take this common sense and apply them to our story, because we thought that it's important to show or to go how it really can happen.
Mm-hmm. But do you think then, I mean, you the fact obviously that we're living through times of war at the moment, was this then, this decision to, kind of have Ukrainian or explore the Ukrainian situation and the conflict between Ukrainians and the rest of the people. Was this before that happened? So, and do you think then this film kind of is going to pick up another meaning, or are you somehow concerned even that, that it might distract people from what your original intentions were?
On the 24th of February, when the war started, we were like really in a further process of post-production. It was, the film was on 90% finished. So we were talking about how we will react with the sense that suddenly the film became historical.
Yeah. You know?
Because our character in the beginning of the film, she travels from Ukraine to Czech Republic because she went there for some documents. But situations like this doesn't happen or won't happen in, I'm afraid, a long time. Or we don't know.
Yeah. Things have changed, and it's funny how they do. But another thing that I wanted to ask you, we'll end with this. It is interesting, though, that having watched the film, the title of the film is Victim. Can you kind of tell us why it is that you decided to place sort of an emphasis and accentuate this aspect of the story? Who is the victim, in your opinion?
There's just one fun fact, because from the beginning, I knew that in Slovak or Czech language, the name of the film will be Obeť. And it can be... It has like two signs in English. It's like victim or sacrifice.
Oh.
So both of these words are in Czech and Slovak the same.
Yeah.
So we were thinking which way should we go.
Yeah.
And we went for victim because also it was in the script mostly that who is victim in the beginning isn't victim in the end. And the personalization of victim, it changes a lot during the film. So I don't think that there is just one victim.
Yeah. It's one of those films where it's hard to exactly pinpoint who is the good person and who is the bad person. But I guess that kind of reflects real life, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I really wanted to make the audience to feel what the main character feels, like to understand why she decides to do this and why she decides to do that, because she's not a bad person. She loves her son, and she's just feeling that everybody around her isn't doing enough.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right, well, thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure chatting with you again. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.